got a buzz going.
I don't know.
I'm working on getting one going.
Yeah, it was a thing.
I was like, where did I see you walking to today? She's like, oh, I ended up drinking at Crossroads.
Yeah. Well, okay, so I got Quinny from Broadway class, and then I was like, okay, we haven't spent that much time together, her and I, because I brought the boy to Tampa. And have I been on since Trampa?
Yes.
Okay.
Trampa. Yes, you have.
So I was like, what do you want? She's like, french fries. And I'm like, okay, fucking shocker. So
me too.
Yeah, I know. Crossroads, so good. Let's work on the fries. More salt, please.
Always.
So we went to Crossroads. Really great. Love the waiter. Amazing. And then, like, Quinn, though, obviously, like, steals the show by, like, talking to these moms with, like, teenagers. And they're like, she is so beautiful. And they were having a liquid lunch, and I was like, okay, I'll join you, sure.
I'm convinced.
I'm in. And then they started, like, ripping shots, and I'm like, that's a no for me? That's a no for me. You guys are going to work?
Oh, my God. They were going back to work?
Yeah, they were. And I was like, wow. I can appreciate somebody like that.
That's aggressive, but I'm into it.
Yeah. I mean, so that's like, that's my cue to go.
Yeah. This is where it starts to get out of hand.
Yeah, I'm like, cool. They're like, we haven't seen a baby. I'm like, she's 2.5, but, like, whatever. So I got their fill on that, and then what else? Today's just been a lot of, like,
keeping
up with the bullshit.
Keeping up with the kiddos?
Yeah.
How was your weekend?
I don't know.
She doesn't remember.
No, I really don't. You know what? I worked on Saturday, and then on Sunday, it was really warm out, right?
Oh, beautiful, yes. Oh, because we were texting about how we kind of wish the pool was open, or at least the deck.
Yes!
Me too.
So, yeah, on Sunday, my dad came down. We went to a park with the kids. It was like 80 degrees outside.
So beautiful.
It was so nice.
Yeah. We went this weekend on Friday to that new dynamic restaurant called Le Cerf, which is French theme. And it is my new favorite restaurant.
Yeah.
It is so good. The menu is awesome.
French food is great.
Oh, and everything we had was fantastic. I mean, we even had a shrimp cocktail that I was like, holy shit, this is the best shrimp cocktail I've ever had.
It's nuts.
And it was like, I'm like, how does that differ from other from other shrimp cocktail? And they, like, I had a spaghetti with caviar. We had this, like, table.
Big caviar girl over here.
I caviar.
No.
So good.
Just, like, be, like, rejected in my body.
Oh, it's so good.
You know why? Because I'm trash. I'd be like, nope.
It's not a french fry. Get it out.
Yeah, it's not something that gets air fried. Or, like, really, like, an Eggo waffle from 7 a.m. eating at noon. What? What is this?
Oh, my God.
Put caviar on that.
Probably be delicious. They do serve caviar on those, like, little tiny, like, pancake
I don't
things.
Care, Tina. Whatever
I'm
you're saying.
I'm just saying. It's appropriate. We also had a table-side ribeye that was, like for the whole table. Cause it was, like, a $200 ribeye, and they, like, slice it there. And oh, it was so good.
Oh, I'm definitely down with that.
And the space
awesome.
Is beautiful. So you guys should check
it
out.
What are the corners?
It's right on Green. It's like a half a block down from Oakville, which we
oh,
went
nice.
To. We went there on Saturday for brunch again.
Yeah, great place.
Good stuff. And we were like bar crawling all over Fulton Market two days in a row, and
Jesus.
Just living our best life. And then Sunday we went to the Smith.
Smith is great.
It's so good. And you get a free brunch cocktail if you order breakfast.
I know.
So cheap.
And people kind of forget that.
Yeah, they do.
Slash I do. And gotta hit it up again.
Yeah. I'm always like, I want my free drink.
Yeah.
Cheap
okay, so
ass.
I'm just wondering, like, when the free drink comes.
Yeah, this one's free though, right?
So annoying. We went to, with my, like, parents and the kids, we went to Blue Agave because it's, like, one of the only places that, like, puts up with my kids.
Oh, yeah. It's a good spot for the kids.
And, like, Carter took an entire bowl of rice and dumped it on his head. Like, I just wish
that's
I could record
picture.
This shit.
Yes.
No, it's not even a picture. I mean, like, the rice is all over everything. And I'm just like, all right.
They don't care.
40% tip. I don't fucking care. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Blue Cafe upgraded their menu, and it's pretty solid. They have some weird
fajitas,
stuff.
Money.
Oh, I love their fajitas. Can't go wrong.
Totally hang with the fajita there.
Also, their carne asada is
it's so good. Yes.
Yeah, that's
my
go-to.
I think it's an underrated place. Shout out to y'all, but, like, really, it's not that expensive.
Yeah.
Great menu.
They went through a slump where their food was shit.
Shit.
And now they're back. And then they added all this, like, random, weird, like, very exotic seafood stuff. And I was very afraid to try it because when their shit had gone to crap, I had had a fish dish and the fish was disgusting. Like, I couldn't even smell it. And so I was, like, real reluctant to try this new seafood concept they're rolling. But Sarah ordered the pineapple with the, like, fish, like, the shellfish in it. And it sounded weird to me. And I tried it. And it was delicious.
Really?
Yeah. So I was like, okay.
So, I got super fucking sick, sushi food poisoning.
Oh, no.
When I was a junior, I think I told you this, a junior in college, and I was hospitalized.
Oh, no.
So, like, it was, like, violent.
Oh, no.
And I'll still hit up sushi.
Yeah.
The one thing I'm, like, weird about is, like, ceviche, which is so lame.
You know, like, I get that. I only want to eat it somewhere where I trust it.
It was, it's just, like, I don't know, I get, like, PTSD. Like, it's just, like, I don't know, man. I don't trust this Chicago ceviche. I'm sorry. You gotta put your fucking foot down somewhere.
Yeah. I had a bad oyster once.
And it's over.
Well.
No, you'll eat. You'll
I am back.
Fuck with oysters.
It took me about a year. Because
Not
was
bad. I'm going on, violently like, Ill. Many years now.
Yeah. I power through that stuff. Kind of like the first thing I ever, like, got drunk on was gin, and I thought I'd never drink it again because we were just drinking it straight out of the bottle.
I'm so out on that shit.
And I've managed to come back around.
Is Bacardi Rath still a thing?
Oh, my God. I used to work for Bacardi.
Of course you did.
We got all the free Bacardi Raths.
Mm, yummy.
Oh, God. I can still taste it.
And smell it.
Yes.
It's the smell for me, dog.
Oh, Bacardi Red Hot Road Trip. Shout out. Where are my Bacardi girls
so
at?
Bad.
Oh my
god.
God,
fucking nasty.
Oh, gross.
Throw it out.
Oh my god, that was bad news. I guess this weekend it was also the Masters, which I was subjected to all day Sunday. Boring. And then
so
Scheffler
won again. His wife is pregnant. I wanted to know why she wasn't there because I went fucking everywhere until I was like. I made
Quitter.
Myself go fucking everywhere. It's like. Yeah, I'm not,
like
pregnant, but I'm not really pregnant. We still hang.
Like, maybe I'll have it here. I don't know. This could be
know.
An interesting story.
Yeah, you guys have a water birth? Where's the pond? I'm just kidding.
It'd be a great story for the pod.
That's...
Do it for the gram.
Scheffler's wife delivers in the fucking pond at the Masters.
Yet somehow manages to show less skin than Paulina Gretzky. I love how she always looks like such a skank at these, like, hoity-toity events.
Put a tarp on her.
She always looks like such a whore.
I can't even turn you know what I mean?
I mean, with a body like that, though, I'd probably walk
Give
around in my
her.
Underwear, too.
At all.
And she just does not give a fuck.
No.
She's like, try me, hoes.
Yeah, she's like, and?
She's like,
yes, I did.
I have a theory, though. She kind of has to walk around mostly naked because she's got that really wonky eye.
Hear that.
So, you know, I get
that.
It, girl. Distraction. Work your angles. Find your light.
Girl, you just gotta find it somewhere to, like, capitalize.
Yeah.
And
keep, you're nailing it. It's working for you.
It isn't not working.
Yeah.
Just
so.
Like fucking pretty moms with the red hair, which we talked about last week, and it's still fucking singed in my head.
Probably trying to distract from her face. I get it.
I know.
I get it.
The one thing, and I'll die on this hill, is that Brittany Mahomes is not a gold digger. She's been with old boy.
Oh, yeah.
Look at him.
Goofy motherfucker.
Thank you. Look at him.
They have really cute kids, though.
Fucking gorgeous kids.
So cute. They got
Sterling.
That. Oh, their names. I can't.
Bronxy or some shit.
Bronze.
Bronzy.
Like medals.
Bronze
and silver.
And
then,
no, I think on her like, Instagram, she's like, Bronzy.
Ugh. Woof. And then there was a Coachella, which I, you know, was watching all of the influencers influence. And I just, like, when I see people there my age, No offense, Annie. I know why you were there.
No offense, Grimes. Totally know why you're there, too. It's
just
kind
of like, do you...
Lots of neon.
I'm like, do you feel like you belong in this sea of, like, 20-something? Also, like, okay, so maybe not necessarily people my age, but, like, when I see Kyle Richards there hanging out with Paris Hilton, I just feel like it's a little thirsty and lame. And, like, Teresa and Louis from Jersey pictures with Taylor Swift. Like, no.
Also, Taylor, what are you doing?
It's just, yeah. And you're not performing?
Stop it.
But I mean...
It was probably Lana Del Rey again.
I don't even know. I don't know who anybody
is. It's the same headline. So it's like Lala and Coachella, like, they just, like, kind of fucking somewhat feed off each other.
Yeah, I think so, too. And I think it's just kind of, like, for the people on this side of the country, for the people on that side of the country. And then DJ James Kennedy did a set that night. I was like, holy shit, and he's playing at Coachella. Like, good
for
him.
He's so irritating.
But he is, but you know what? Good for him. He's like, remember when he was so excited that he was like headlining somebody decent's show somewhere in Atlanta, and he was like, oh,
somebody's
my God.
Birthday.
He's like, I dreamed of moments like this, and that. I mean, he was
no,
so
good for
stoked.
Him. That's,
so I mean,
no,
like,
that is sick. That's,
yeah.
that's awesome.
Coachella must be the dream for him. So like, that's cool. I like, you know, I can get behind that. Speaking of Vanderpump Kids, Sheena and Katie are promoting Chili's espresso martinis. How do
that
we
makes
feel?
Me actually, I throw
Sheena just made such a face. I wish you could see it. She looked like somebody slapped her. Oh boy. She's
that is
not interested, in case anybody's wondering.
Fucking nasty, man. That's three awful ingredients.
I still love an espresso martini. I'm trying to do less of them.
From Chili's?
Well, not from Chili's. No, not
okay,
from Chili's.
All y'all bitches are like, my stomach hurts. I don't know, there's and I'm like, all right, you guys, do whatever the fuck you gotta do to get through the day. But, like, come on, man.
Oakville has a good one.
I'm sure, but you don't complain about your stomach.
That's true.
You have an iron stomach,
yeah,
just like me.
Yeah.
I can fucking stomach anything.
You just know what you cannot stomach.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then you draw the line. However... These bitches, they're like, I don't know, my tummy's like, I'm fucking hurting.
I'm so sick. Okay.
I have a Zofran.
True story, though. So, this one girl I know, Jamie, she's like, she works in the industry I work in, and she's like business development person, so she's always at events. And she's like the espresso martini queen. She like lives for them. And she was talking about how she had like four of them the other night. And I was like, my friend Annie, who I was talking about a minute ago, she had two of them. I think she said she had two of them one night, and she went into AFib.
No, she didn't.
Yes, she did.
Fibrillation?
She did.
Wait, no, she didn't.
She went to the hospital and everything. Her Apple Watch was like telling her she was in AFib, and she went to the ER, and
so
she was in AFib.
Well, yes, but she probably went to, like, I'll talk to her, but she probably went to SVT, and they probably converted her heart rate. Did they convert her heart rate?
I don't know the, like, medical details.
That's fucking awful.
I went to school for fashion, Gina. I don't know what you're saying right now. You
fashion.
Can, you're like,
and the Apple Watch has an atrial fibrillation.
Gina, it's from Steve Jobs, told her she was having a heart attack,
know,
and that's
so
all
like,
I know.
I have to call 911.
So,
hello,
I don't know.
For my fucking Apple Watch.
Like,
I don't know.
Steve Jobs, call me an Ambo.
I cannot believe that.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, like, whatever it was, here nor there, but that's the warning, kids. Don't have more than one.
That's, oh my God. That's fucking hilarious. Yes, I get it. She's alive now. But, like, it's not funny if you're not.
Speaking of fashion, Rebecca Minkoff joining Roni.
Yeah, you told me that, and I was like, oh, the cheap ass.
I mean, she's legit, though. I mean,
versus being illegitimate? Like, I mean, like...
Well, I mean, I just, like, she's a legit fashion label. Like, I mean, that's something. I mean, I almost think, like, wow, is Jenna Lyons gonna be, like, oh, I'm not, like, I don't have the biggest balls in this bunch.
Oh, no, Jenna Lyons will fucking crush you with her dick.
I don't know, though. I think Rebecca Minkoff might be a bigger deal in New York.
Minkoff's New York.
Yes, I'm not talking about Crystal Minkoff. She got fired.
Right, okay, I got a Minkoff.
We'll revisit her in a moment.
I got a Minkoff.
Minkoff versus Minkoff.
And I know it's such a common last name.
All those Minkoffs. Minkoff.
And so, yeah, no, that's interesting. Who's fired then?
Crystal.
But who was fired from New York?
Oh. I don't know that anyone was.
Too many people then. Gotta go.
Well, she might be, like, a friend of the cast, because maybe she's, like...
Oh, even more.
She might be, like, I'm too big for this. Unless maybe Jenna wanted to be a friend of the cast, because she kind of feels like she's too cool for it. That I could see
Jenna
it.
Jenna is too cool for fucking...
Yeah, but I feel like Chris... Or
Jenna is too cool for Housewives 2023-24.
No, but we need her.
Jenna was not too cool for Housewives OG. When she tried, when they tried to hack it with, like, Ebony and, what's her name?
Oh,
the
yeah.
Tiki Torch?
No, yeah, no. She was way too cool for those.
No.
Those hosts.
Way,
yeah.
Way.
Way too cool.
But, like, no, I don't, no. Jenna was not cool enough to hang with Ramona and Sonia. IMO.
Oh, I completely disagree. I feel like she'd be like,
get
what are these geriatric
cougars.
Bitches doing?
Those cougars fucking rule the roost, man. That's it.
They do. They don't belong in the same show for different reasons.
No, you're right. You're right.
Yeah.
They don't.
They do not.
That's a big mash. But, like, this with, like, Psy.
Well, I don't know. I don't know how old she is, so that'll be interesting to see, like, where she... But, I mean, Jenna's, like, not, like, super young like Psy, and, you know, not that I think Psy's super young, but...
Psy's annoying.
She is.
I think she's super anything. I think she's super annoying.
Mm. She kind of grew on me, but I don't know. I'm interested to see. I'll still watch it, of course.
Jessel. Replace Jessel.
Replace Jessel. God. Andy Cohen. Replace Jessel, please.
The girl keeps on talking about how overwhelmed he is with twins with, like, three different shifts of help. And I'm like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're so relatable.
Right. And then I was poor when I came from London and I only had my rich uncle to live with.
What did you get? I'm like, oh my God.
I had one credit card.
Oh my God.
Oh boy. And then, okay, speaking of Minkoffs, so Crystal got fired, but then the kicker was there was a little Instagram war with her and Anna Marie, old big shoulders, on the, and Anna Marie made some comment basically saying, like, karma will get you.
To Crystal.
And Crystal replied with, worry about your transphobic rapist husband.
Ooh.
And I was like, God damn.
Yikes. We took a left turn here.
I mean, them some fighting words. Yikes.
Also, look at her shoulders.
I mean, he can't possibly be transphobic when
that's
he's married
exactly
to a woman with shoulders like
this
that.
This is the trend I was going on. Like,
yeah. So let's,
really? That's...
Nobody's going to believe that, Crystal. You got to come up with something better. You got to come up with something better. It's no for me.
And remember, like, when he was like, you are a solid eight. You're a solid eight wooden brain.
Eight and a half.
And I was like, is she?
No. She's not. That's the answer.
She's also dumb as fuck, like, into the medical field. I was like, what the fuck are you doing? Never had more ambulance rides, and I will die on the hill. I know we talked about it last time. Again. If I was Crystal, I'd be like, okay, how many ambulance rides did we have?
Right.
Doctor!
Good luck with the show.
Good luck.
So they're both off now, which is good, because Anne Marie was fired, too. So
that was just too trash.
That's good. They both needed to go. And on the Housewives, trend, we got Alexia. I know you don't watch Miami, but Alexia and Todd are divorcing, and this is kind of a big deal because she was talking mad shit this season about, like, me and Todd are fine, like, we're not downgrading our condo because we have to, we're just doing it because we, like, you know, there's nothing good on the market right now, and we, you know, and it was like all this, like, weird shit she was like saying and
reaching,
and the one chick Adriana kept, like, kind of calling her out, and it was, and she kept being like, my marriage is fine, worry about yourself. And now it's, and then supposedly she was blindsided by him filings, which is even great. I mean, I'm sure she was just hoping he wouldn't, but, like, it's messy.
Why did Miami never take off, big picture?
I think it did. I watch it. I mean, I have a,
was it me,
maybe? Even Sarah, like, Sarah didn't watch it, but Sarah recently binged the whole entire thing, and she's
finally... Where's Larsa now?
Well, not with Marcus Jordan anymore, so...
Is she on Miami?
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
Oh, yeah. It's a good one.
Okay.
I would actually, like...
You
I
might
mean,
get me.
You might... it's worth
you
tuning
You might
in.
Get me, because Larsa's on.
And it's also a lot of the same girls it was in the very beginning, so it's...
Which is weird.
It's
they,
very weird.
That's, like, so strange to me, because it never... I feel like it never... Like, I was just saying, like, took off. Like, you don't have the OG, like, a Ramona OG, a Luann OG. Like...
Yeah.
Or, you know, or...
They're all OGs.
Rinna, or, like, but there's just... That's just what it is.
Yeah.
But it's not... It's pretty old.
I think they took a 5-year break before they brought it back.
And now they're
crushing it. And, like, I think Lisa's story with her husband cheating on her and that messy-ass divorce that's still going on is kind of what, like, helped this thing, like, revive. But...
Let's talk about Bravo shows that help anything helping anything revive. Just give it up.
But they also, like... Miami brings the fashion like no other. Like, they wear the craziest shit. Stuff I'd never wear in a million years. But, like, they're
at Coachella right now.
They all show up. So, it's good. And they, like... They're also the, like, flashiest, most obnoxious of all the
houses. I hear that. Almost more than New Jersey, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Because they have more money than the Jersey bitches. So, they're, like, rolling up in Lambos and, like, you know, they're rich. Like, the one girl's house is, like, a... I think they sold it for, like, $35 million.
Which is insanity. Because Miami sucks.
Right, and these Jersey people are so... I mean, what's... I mean, I'd be shocked if the highest house sale, like, by any of the cast members, like, maybe the Gorgas, was, like... I'd be shocked if it was $10 million. I doubt it. It's probably, like, $5
million. Right.
Right.
But, like...
$35 million home on Star Island is,
can
like...
Can we do, like, a Real Houses of Real Talk Vancouver? Because that's fucking money where you have, like, it's insane money.
Oh.
So, like, we went to, so we've been there a couple times, and there's, like, prop planes that land all over, left and right. We took one from the airport. It was, like, super fast, like, just to get from the airport, point A to point B. And the pilot was like, this place to the right, you could see it was like a 3-flat. It was literally looked like a 3-flat. He's like, it's $47 million.
Holy shit.
What are you
shit.
Even talking about?
Isn't, I mean, that's like, what?
I don't understand. What is? What are we talking about? Because it was like on the sound and stuff like that, which is fucking awesome.
Right. It's incredible.
But like, still, Vancouver is like stupid.
Wow.
I didn't realize that.
I don't think
until
I knew that.
I went and... couple times and they were like,
I don't think I knew that. Patrick and I often talk about like, what will we do if we, you know, we'll buy like a
mega, we'd go to Vancouver.
We'd buy like a Powerball ticket to like try and win the $1 billion and like we'll talk about like, what would we do if we had like all the fucking money, all the fuck you money in the world? Like, what would we do? He's like, listen, I'd never want to own a home that expensive. Like these crazy, like, or that big. He's like, I'd rather just have like 2 or 3 places in like cool locations that we just travel between that are all like decent size that like are manageable and able, like you can keep them clean easily and like, you know what I mean? Like,
if you have fucking money, you have hired people to do
no,
all of these
for
things.
Sure. You definitely do, but he's like, but I'd rather like, he's like, I still wouldn't feel the need. He still wouldn't feel the need to like have a 14,000 square foot house, you know? And I'm like, I get it. It's not for everybody.
No, but, like, it just, like, furnishing something like that is insanity.
I mean, just maintaining it, though. Literally, how many rooms do you actually use? Unless you're hosting constantly,
like,
especially the size of our family. There's, like, 6 of us total.
Right. There's
extended.
Yeah. We live in half the size of Tina's condo with twice the size of people.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Even twice the size of dog.
Yeah,
three
our
times
dog, yeah, your dog
the
is twice
dog.
The size of Benny, at least.
Fuck, man.
Wally.
Crazy.
I love Wally. He was standing in your dishwasher when I was at your house the other day.
He sure was, and I didn't even care.
I love that big, fat, roly-poly monster.
He's a summary.
God, he's gorgeous.
Thank you. Gets it from his daddy.
Beautiful like his father. Also, we're heavy news today and, like, very little, like, TV. So, did you hear about the O'Hare protesters that were blocking people, all the cars, from getting into the airport yesterday morning?
I would murder somebody.
People were getting out of their Ubers and walking with all their fucking luggage, flicking off the protesters, like, fuck you, you fucking assholes. Like, weeks. This is not getting what you want accomplished.
No, it's not. Not. It's actually, like, kind of putting a negative, like,
right
towards it.
Now I'm just like, what's your cause? Because fuck you. Like, because God, it's annoying.
I thought we were on the same team, and now I feel like we're not.
Yeah. And now I'm fucking annoyed.
Yeah, and I can also tell you, coming from somebody who had, me and Brianna had two kids under the age of two, traveling in O'Hare with two.
You wouldn't even be able to get out.
No, I would just.
You'd have to fucking
turn
wait it out.
Shit around. Turn it around. I'm going home and forgetting the whole thing existed.
Yeah.
I don't know what I do.
I mean, we're going to the airport Thursday because we're leaving for Italy.
I know.
And, I mean, we're so just like, that better, like, glad that shit happened Monday and it better not be happening fucking Thursday. Yeah.
Get it out of your system.
Yeah. Fucking crazy shit. And then the...
Are you flying direct?
Yeah.
I can ask my Rome?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yep. Super excited. Rome. Well, we're flying into Rome. Taking the train to Florence, and then
Firenze to us locals.
Firenze, and okay. Then we're gonna take a day trip to Tuscany.
Awesome!
And
I
then,
worked there in a vineyard.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Maybe a whole other life. I don't know.
I want to know what vineyard. And then we're gonna go.
I don't know what vineyard.
Oh, okay.
They don't have names.
Yeah, they do.
Not really.
Mm, you
like,
can find them online and book them.
Right, they bottle the wine and name it or whatever, but, like, I don't know, like, you just did it.
Okay.
But I actually, no, now that I think about it, yeah, I had, like, a name.
I'm pretty
but
sure.
But it was, like a street, and, like, I don't know, you just, like, everybody was everywhere. Like, it was so much fun. That was
oh
the best
God.
Time of my life.
We went to the wineries.
For sure.
Yeah, we did that last time we were there 2 years ago, and it was... stunning. It was everything. Holy shit balls. So good.
It's like not real.
Yeah. So I'm going to send home like cases of wine for sure.
Which could almost be as expensive if you just bought it here.
Right.
If you find, there's not a lot of places, like you can't go to Binnings and get it.
No.
But there are a couple like hole in the wall wine places that will kind
of
like
have
some work with that. Like
yeah.
the email, blah, 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 blah. We want to get your shit, get your product. Then they start selling because they had a customer that was interested. And it's like a thing.
Yeah, I believe it. We had, last time we went, we shipped a case back. And I remember thinking, like, God, this is going to cost a fortune. And it was actually, like, really reasonable. So
really?
I think they, like, just kind of, I think it just becomes such the norm that they're like, yeah, we can do this.
And I get that.
Yeah. So that's, I'm excited for that. And then we're going to go to Positano.
Best.
And my favorite place on earth, and end it in Rome for a couple days and see my family there. And
who's there?
My grandma's brothers and sisters all grew up there. One brother of hers is still alive, and so it's like the kids of her brothers and sisters.
Uncle.
So he's my great uncle, and then like cousins from the like kids. Of them.
There's, like, kind of
yeah.
seven cousins, I guess.
I don't know. I'm real bad at family tree. Like, once
like,
removed,
yeah.
twice removed. I don't know. But they're, like, the most welcoming, wonderful people.
Awesome.
And I'm bringing an American Girl doll for my little cousin, who's
oh,
four.
I
so,
love it!
Yeah, I hope she likes it.
Queenie has the American Girl bitty baby, and her name is Dolly.
Aww.
Called her Dolly. Brings her everywhere.
Aww.
And by everywhere, I just mean really bad.
There was a dead guy pulled out of the lake this morning. So
oh, shocker. Just another Tuesday morning.
Yep.
Whatever. Everybody's going to ignore and pretend it's just totally fucking normal.
Yep, we're just pretending it's nothing.
God, I just, like, want to know. You know what? I've established that I, at work... Then I want to never, I never want you to tell me about your dreams or your plants. I don't give a fuck.
Plants?
Yeah, plants.
Okay.
What do you mean you can tell me about your plants that, like, I'm going to be interested in?
Nothing.
What, it grew sideways, it grew up, it grew, like, whatever,
yeah.
it didn't grow at all, I get it.
It
grew tomatoes, I don't fucking care.
If you're not a plant person, totally. I only talk about my plants to, like, my mom, who, like, loves plants. And I'll be like, Mom, you won't believe what this plant did. And she'll be like, no way. And she'll be like, send me a pic. And I'll send. And she'll be like, holy cow, look at this. And then she'll send me one of hers.
Okay. So I can, like, appreciate that.
Yeah.
There's people that, like.
There's weirdos out there like me.
I know.
And I have really amazing dreams, so I don't know.
Never tell me about them. I don't care.
Okay.
No, like, one of the nurses I work with, they were like, look at this plant. Look at how it did this. I go, I literally can give not one fuck. I mean, I cannot find not one fuck.
And that's why I'm not having you water my plants while we're gone.
Okay, but I watered them well. Did I not water them well
they
enough?
Looked.
You never
they
asked
looked.
Me. You never asked me to water your plants again. Listen, if I can take care of two humans, I can take care of a fucking plant, pal. And you know what? If I can't, that's fine. If that's the fucking line, that's fine.
I'm gonna start buying you plants for, like,
I don't want
occasions.
So one of the my guy friends got me, like, a jade.
Yeah.
I killed it.
Oh.
He goes,
she gave it to me.
It's impossible to kill a jade.
Jades
plant.
Are really easy. Yeah.
And I was like, well, nobody ever told me what I had to fucking do.
Oh my god.
Like,
Sarah, thank you for coming to water my plants while I'm gone.
Oh my god, that is so shitty. I live here. That is really shitty.
I only asked her because she's a plant person like me. She's a plant weirdo. She just gave me a plant recently that, like, she propagated
Wait,
off
so
of
she,
one of hers.
What do you mean? What does she do different with the plants that I can't do?
I'm just saying, like, she, like, has a good gauge on what they need. And she, like... Maybe you'd water that fake
one. You need another talk.
Maybe you'd water my air plants, and I don't know. Maybe not. But I'll be like,
no, I won't do any of that. You just tell me what to do, and I'll fucking do it.
Don't
I'm
worry.
A very direction type of person.
Don't worry. I know what you're suited for, and you know what you're not suited for. Your strengths are getting me out of jury duty with
I
doctor's
know.
Notes.
I did do that. No, you're right. I got certain traits, certain
yeah.
Pieces,
I know.
I will.
I know your strengths.
I'm okay living in the weakness that I can't take care of a fucking plant.
I know you could if you needed to. That's,
yeah.
We'll just leave it there.
Yeah,
if
I needed to.
All right. Dead or alive?
I'll never put myself into that situation.
Dead or alive?
Go ahead. I don't have one. Go ahead.
Okay. Jack Nicklaus, in honor of the Masters this past weekend.
Alive.
He is alive. He's 84. All right, you go. And then I'll do another one.
In what year
okay.
was the iPhone released?
Oh, okay.
I can give you four choices.
Okay, I feel like I could just guess it otherwise.
Okay, no, go for
okay,
it.
Okay, let me just guess. I will say it was 2006.
So fucking close.
What was
07?
It, 7? Oh, I knew it was 6 or 7.
Damn, that was really good.
Because I had a friend
that would have been like, I don't know, like 2020.
I had a friend that got one right away.
Years. I still miss the button.
Oh, me too.
And everybody makes fun of me how I
say
that
button.
U-T-T-O-N.
Button?
Yeah. It's really annoying. It's button.
Button?
Button?
B-U-T-T.
B-U-T-T-O-N?
Button.
No, fuck that, man. It's button.
All right, wait. Dead or alive? Morgan Fairchild.
Dead.
Alive. 74.
Really?
Yeah, that's a good one, isn't it?
Yeah, it was a really good one.
Yeah, I thought so when I heard it. I heard
Damn.
Jeff Lewis was talking about her. He had Kelly Bensimo on his podcast. God, is she dumb as fucking rocks, and she tries to talk about how smart she is. And I'm like, you know how you know someone's stupid? They talk about how smart they are. That's
yes.
how you know they're fucking dumb.
Work in the metal field.
Yeah. I know every. I went to school.
Yeah, dumb as hell. Look at him. He's choking right now.
God, she Blech. Sucks. She's
no.
so awful.
She's so. And I don't think she really has a person yet. Like,
no, she doesn't. She is. There's nothing there.
I'm all about somebody who is, like, stupid, but, like, is trying to, like, one up somebody, but like, has, like, kind of, like, a funny personality.
Right.
I'm all about that.
Or, like, a cute
yeah.
ditziness.
Yeah.
Is, like, super lovable.
Right.
Love you, Teresa. But, like,
right.
when you're just dumb and you, like, I just, she, no. It's just, it's a no. I can't with her.
Because you don't have, and you're also, like, not, you're bringing nothing to the table.
She also has that square boob that I just can't stop looking at. And
I think
just,
she's, turn it off.
I know. We're done. We're done with her. We're moving on from her. Saturday Night Live this past weekend is a great TV show we haven't talked about. Ryan Gosling was on it, and let me tell you, he was so fucking funny.
Of course, because
he kept breaking everybody. Like,
I love that.
Every scene, everybody kept breaking and laughing, and like, and that makes me just like cry laughing because I'm like, it was so funny. There was this alien scene that was like the lead-in scene when they like the very first one, and I think it was Kate McKinnon was like underneath him trying to reenact what the aliens thought when they abducted him and they saw his penis. And she was like doing the career. I mean, Google this skit because it is so.
Kate McKinnon is fucking ridiculous.
And she did a real good job of holding a straight face. I was crying. It was so fucking funny.
Okay, I can almost one up you on an SNL sort of situation. Okay, so at work, one of the doctors was in a conference. On the West Coast. And unfortunately, what she did was stay logged in in her Google search.
Or
Gmail. And her Google search had everything that she was doing while she was at this conference.
Oh my God.
But she was with the conference with a bunch of like our peers, like a bunch of other toxicologists, a bunch, you know, whatever. They're all fucking nerds, right? So, but like, one of the doctors I work with came, sat down on the computer, went on Google, and she's like, what the fuck is she, why is she Googling cum dumpster? Cum dumpster.
What?
Why is she Googling busting it? Why is she Googling, like, all of these fucking ridiculous, like, whatever. Because we didn't know where this doctor was. But she was logged into the
gym. Yeah.
Okay, so what we did, we prank called her.
Yeah.
We pretended we were human resources from the hospital.
Yeah.
And we had one of our love you actor Indian mid-levels pretend that he was IT. Then he said that it got flagged. Like certain phrases got flagged.
What'd she say? Stop it.
He's like, and what does busting it have to do with your clinical work? I mean, like, what? Like, he had the performance of his life. It was fucking amazing. He, quote unquote, the nurse that was human resources was fucking unbelievable.
Oh my God.
And, like, we just died. I mean, like, it
was she
so
freaking
bad.
Out?
So, like, initially you could tell she's like, I'm at a conference, I didn't know I was logged in or whatever. And then, like, he comes on from IT and he's like, I just need to know if I need to put these in paraphrases or something like that so they are no longer flagged. How did they work in your clinical practice? He's like, how does pussy pop and pussy? P-U-S-S-Y popping. And like, it was just so fucked up. And
oh my God.
We were dying laughing. It was good.
Oh my God. Oh my God, that's funny. I would love to see that. Wait, but so did she think they were, like, did she?
At first, and then, like, once the other day, like, weird.
And then she realized you guys
were
fucking with her?
Yeah,
oh my
God. Yeah, but it was fucking great.
Oh my God, that's so funny. Oh my God.
Don't stay logged in, man.
Yeah, listen, log out. Oh my God. The other, like.
What is boosting it? Busting it? Boosting it? So good.
Oh my God. The other, his other, like, best skit, which you should totally look up, is the one where the Beavis and Butthead one. Like, that's all I'm gonna tell you, but it's him dressed up as Beavis and.
Stop. Me and my girlfriend Sarah fucking love Beavis and Butthead.
And Mikey Day dressed up as Butthead, and it is so fucking funny.
That's fucking awesome.
It's so stupid and so funny, just like Beavis and Butthead was. It's epic.
Bring it back.
Yeah, bring it back. I mean,
100%.
I'm dead.
I think Beavis Butthead.
Yeah, I'm here for it. I'm here for it. But yeah, so that's all we had on the TV this weekend. There was not a lot of stuff I could find online except for like Art on the Mart is back. Woohoo! Who gives a shit? And I'll be in Italy, so I don't really give a fuck, y'all.
Fuck.
So,
to be found.
Yeah, we'll be back in a few weeks once I'm done drinking all the red
wine.
Yeah,
if I had a little advance notice, I can arrange for one of my ding dong friends to be on it, who have been asking to be on it, but I'm just like, no, it's okay.
One of these days.
Yeah, try harder.
Ooh. So, you know, I'll see you all when I get back from eating all the cheese and the wine and the pizza and the pasta and the carbs.
I feel like you're very constipated by what you're just talking about right now. But cheers.
Cheers to that. So we'll talk to you in a few weeks.